works by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Maker, an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. first day that Donald Trump has flown to Vietnam for the second summit with Kim. I think Kim, who was trained in Switzerland, is probably pretty excited as a young man to make a deal with Donald Trump, although he's very worried, I'm sure, behind him that there's some Stalinist female leader inside his own party who would love to take over and do a coup d'etat against Kim. And, of course, yes. That coup will be supported by the communist Chinese and Xi, who considers himself the new Mao Zedong, who wrote an imperial document called 2025 to take over world production of all technology in the Western world. In China, they built 500,000 warehouses to warehouse everything from wood from South America to microchips and material. They're also set up this Belt and Road system to actually take over not only transoceanic but transcontinental communication and travel across Africa, even setting up hospitals, railway lines, etc., and roadways. And people don't understand that even across Mexico, the double-lined superhighway running from Tijuana all the way down the coast of the Baja California was completely built by the communist Chinese, wide enough and long enough and straight enough to take aircraft and even Chinese tanks. People don't know this, yes. Do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle, and they should. And, of course, the Chinese are also doing some engineering in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Right, it's because they own the place. I mean, in 1977, I was an internal medicine resident at Vancouver General, second largest hospital complex outside the Karolinska in Sweden. And we had 27 buildings and 7,000 inpatients. And when I was on call as an internal medicine resident, and by the way, out of 12 residents in the first and second year, we had 6 residents in each year in internal medicine, 2 committed suicide and 2 quit. So you have to understand how tough it was. They had one period of time where I was on call with no scheduled sleep time for 22 straight days. Usually you're on 24 hours on, 12 off. That's how bad it was. And you have to understand when we had Chinese Triad come into our emergency department at Vancouver General, we had a giant emergency department, 200 beds. And they came in, and I was already putting a chest tube in a man who was actually bleeding to death from coming in contact with a Triad who tried to screw with him, and they decided to put bullets in him. I was putting a chest tube to save his life to get him up to the operating room to stop the massive bleeding and the lateral movement of his chest by a massive internal bleed to literally suffocate him. And they told me to leave with their little three-piece suits on and their Uzi machine guns, and if I didn't, they'd shoot me too. So we left, and they shot up the walls and everything, pieces of plaster and tile and everything all over the place, and the man was blown to bits. You have to understand that the Chinese own Vancouver, British Columbia, and British Columbia itself is a communist outpost of the communist Chinese in total collaboration with the communist leader, Justin Trudeau, who is the son of Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who had on his car 666 because he's a high-level Luciferic Druidic Satanist. Pierre Elliott Trudeau, and I know personally more than most people because my grandmother's brother was a deputy prime minister during the entire terms of Pierre Elliott Trudeau. My great uncle was his deputy prime minister. So I know everything. And God damn it, it's so bad you can't imagine it. And right north of us, we have the evil dark empire of communist China in British Columbia, in Vancouver. People don't know that, do they?
No. So basically, from the south end to the north end of the I-5 along the west coast, the Chinese are very much involved, and the American people are completely unaware of this.
There, if they listen to the show, they're going to hear more of the truth here. Now, I'm going to say that Donald Trump is like a child playing in a sandbox and has never seen these toys before. And so he's a novice. He's a very smart novice, and he's very good at business. So he built this ice rink in New York City under the record because he's a great builder. But the fact is, the man is smart, but he's not a super genius, okay? You and I are in a different class. And we sacrifice our intellect to the Most High God because God made us this way to tell people at the time of the end how bad things are. And believe me, they're a lot worse. And Trump is not making it better. If he had a chance to have a half hour a week where we would not ask for credits or money or anything, we would just have a chance to talk to the man, he would do things differently. He wouldn't listen to his son, Jared Kushner. He wouldn't listen to John Lightning Bolt or Nikki Haley, who used to be in the UN. He wouldn't listen to other idiots like Mike Pompeo and other people that want to push him toward totalitarianism. You know, there's an agreement called the Meritad Title III that's supposed to end in 28 days. That was a law passed in the U.S. Congress in 1996. And they're going to end it, by the way. And yes, they have to take over and get rid of communism in Cuba and Venezuela. But what they're going to do is that the corporations are going to take over. They're not going to give the property back to the people. No, 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 no. They're going to hand it over to transnational global corporations, just like the USMCA treaty we thought was a good replacement of NAFTA. No, no. What they did is replaced it with an agreement that's totally put in works. The fall 1973 Foreign Affairs Council on Foreign Relations plan for a 10-zone world, where Zone 3 is Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And guess what? Donald J. Trump did it. He's doing the same thing in the Middle East, and he's going to do the same thing with South America. He's fomenting the final steps for the 10-zone world that will give their power to one king for 1 hour, which is the tribulation time of the signing of the covenant with death, which, by the way, going to happen in his second term. He will get reelected because these Democrats are so far over the edge communist socialists. Any rational, even Democrat, would say, you can't do that. You can't take my car and airplanes and my beef. You've got to be kidding. But guess what? They're so crazed with their power hungriness, they're going to hand it over to the corporate globalists that are no better than the communists. So
yes.
Right?
And the reason for this is because so much of President Trump's staff are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, better known as CFR.
Right.
The Trilateralists and the Bilderbergers. And there's a few others.
They're not building burgers. They're building a world. In fact, the Bilderbergers and these agencies actually formed and framed the European Union. It wasn't formed autonomously in Europe. It was formed by us as part of the reparations after World War II, which, by the way, we also created. We had George Bush's father helping fund the Nazis. Without funding, the Nazis couldn't have had a war. Did you know, listen to this, did you know that we had sites making bombs and missiles and so on and bullets for the Queen of England, paid by the Queen of England's gold bullion to Krupp Steel? And we were not allowed, British Air Force and Canadian Air Force in America were not allowed to bomb the Krupp steel plants and other plants that were off limits to bomb because they were part of the deal. And they would actually ship by U-boats and other technology those armaments to the British to actually shoot and kill Germans that were paid for by British gold bullion. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I know it's just shocking to our audience to hear these things, but they are absolutely true, Dr. Deagle.
Right. In other words, the whole thing was a show play, including the Blitzkrieg that destroyed a lot of towns and cities and people in Britain, the V-2 rockets,
yes,
and even the reparations, where more than half of the nuclear material we used for the big boy to drop in Nagasaki and Hiroshima came from Nazi Germany.
Yes, a lot of the technology was passed on to the Japanese, and Japan at that time had acquired or built some massive submarines, giant submarines, beyond anything we ever had at that time.
Right.
That could transport goods very long distances. And even out in Micronesia, I encountered some of the elder natives, and they told me that during World War II, the Japanese brought in these giant submarine transports to bring supplies mainly for the troops stationed there.
And most of these submarines, by the way, were not deep dive submarines. They're just barely under the surface, but they're lower below the area where they would be detectable by airplanes and other things, so that they couldn't detect them. And they didn't have advanced detection systems like torsion field imaging from space, which we've had for the last 55, 60 years, where they could see the gravitonic signals and imaging from space. A Russian submarine at the bottom of the Silurian Trench off Japan, 8 miles underground, below the surface of the water. People don't understand what's going on here. This is the end game. That's why I want to hear idiots like Dr. Bob Thiel, who is a member of the Church of God, and he says that we're going to have a millennium after Jesus returns. No. We've had 2 millennia of ruling and reigning with God, and when the devil and his minions get destroyed, they're being annihilated. They're not coming back. God's not going to let his children be destroyed by a future devil on a rampage, the most intelligent created being, with technology 1,000 years from now. It's not going to happen. Okay? Take it to the bank. And the thing is, any church teaches these apostasies, they're setting you up for the mark of the beast. They're setting you up to believe that, oh, well, America is always good. No. What Donald Trump is doing is the other side of evil, isn't he?
It's very diabolical.
Very diabolical, and everybody is captured by it, especially the Christian church. Oh, he's for the Catholics, he's for their religious liberty. He's not even against Islam. Islam is an evil, satanic religion, and much of what's preached in Catholicism and Christianity is completely apostate. I mean, they had the 500 things that they put on the door of the church 500 years ago to start to move away from apostasy, but the best thing to describe modern Catholicism, it's a form of druidic Satanism that knows about Jesus, but doesn't give him the respect as the Father in the flesh. Jesus was not a prophet, he was God. There's a big difference.
Yeah, that is so true.
And it's disgusting that they don't give God the credit when he actually descended to earth and suffered and died for us, literally to save us from our own future, which is now. And that's what's going on here today. And what Trump is doing, basically, this is either a show play, which will accomplish nothing and put us in danger of an EMP attack. And by the way, Korea has two missiles that go over our site, two satellites, over the lower 48 states twice a day. If one of those had an EMP weapon, it would take out half the United States power grid, and we'd never see it come back. People would decay to die of diarrhea from backup pollution in their sinks and food. The food supply would stop. There'd be no gasoline. People would freeze in the dark. And then the cannibalism would end much of the race in violence. People would say, no, that won't happen. I said, look, none of your B-movies on TV, including The Walking Dead, can compare to what I know is coming in the near future if we don't get a hardened power grid system like UHF transformer surge protectors and plasma lines laid underground so we don't have to, can't be knocked out by a power grid knockout with a satellite or a coronal mass ejection for the sun. I know how to fix it. I know technically how to fix it. But do you think these knuckleheads want to listen to Deagle? No. And the reason is they want to kill most of the population. And even the drug trade, which is run by the drug cartel? It's called these Celeron or whatever.
There's a
Sinaloan cartel works directly with our SAD, 17th Agency, part of the division of the CIA. Do you know that? And we gave them guns, which we had with no serial numbers on them, to kill not only border guards, like the border guard that died there years ago, but also the Fast and Furious was run by the previous AG under Barack Obama. People don't know this stuff, do they?
Well, a few do, but very few. Yeah.
Well, so, John, I'd like you to fill in some details. What do you think is going to happen with Trump and Kim and China and Russia? Because I see nothing of substance happening, at least on the open, with Russia and China. I see nothing.
Yes. Well, I think the one positive outcome might possibly be that that Trump and Kim will form a closer relationship. That's one possibility. But other than that, unfortunately, Mike Pompeo and our special U.S. representative to North Korea, Stephen E. Biegun, are not improving the situation.
No, what are his credentials? What's Biegun's credentials?
Well, the only thing is that he was one of those who basically got us involved in the Afghan War, which is still going on and becoming our longest war in our history. But people don't know this. He worked very closely with Dr. Condoleezza Rice. He and she both spoke Russian fluently, and they dealt with the Russian officials in Russia and also Kazakhstan, which is really run by the Russians.
And by the way, the largest oil reserve in the world outside of the Middle East is Kazakhstan, outside of Venezuela. And I have two engineer friends that are my wife's best friend from grammar school, who's an oil engineer, and her husband, work in the Kazakhstan oil basin. And the most advanced city, if you want to see a city from the 25th century, fly into the capital of Kazakhstan. People don't understand this stuff. You have to go on the Travel Channel, look and say, oh, wow, look at that. That looks like it's from the 25th century. People need to know how much dynastic wealth they have there. And by the way, the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan is where the Russians made all of their nuclear weapons. It's the most radioactively poisoned area on the planet, is the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. And they did not, NOT, give their nuclear weapons back to the Russians at the fall of the Soviet Union.
They did not.
Yeah, the Afghanistanis, by the way, in Waziristan, and the Kazakhstanis have tons of nukes, and they're Muslim. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, the public is in the dark. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to See, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice of nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the Contact Us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean and they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Vascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Let's get into discussions about Venezuela. There's a tie-in between troops, Cuban troops in Venezuela. There was a meeting. I had showed a picture yesterday on the show site on Deagle Network, deagle-network.com, showing Maduro and Castro actually meeting down in Venezuela. The Cuban troops are down there to protect Maduro. Russians have threatened us. In fact, they threatened us with intermediate-range nuclear attacks, trying to say that America is going to try to threaten them. No, the fact is the Russians are the primary movers on this. Yes, we have stealth bombers with the Joint Strike Fighter, which is not a strike fighter at all. That's a lie. But the intermediate-range missiles we were going to place about 7-8 years ago in Europe, we destroyed 2,600 missiles and didn't place them in Belgium and other countries. But the Russians did in Kaliningrad. So the Russians are not playing fair ball. And when I see the faces and the anger and the rage from Putin, he's a son of a bitch. He's a lying piece of human garbage, and he's dangerous as hell. And he parades around with these Russian Orthodox ministers trying to pretend he's like a St. Paul for the Russians.
Yes.
He's nothing but a devil. And I call him Rasputin. He's an evil bastard.
Yes.
And people need to know, by the way, leaders all over the world, and by the way, that includes when I see actions by Trump. For example, Trump won't do what's called a conception at birth bill, and I was pulling up sites, so I'm going to be talking to bring on the show Right to Life. The fact is, even people like Cruz that says he's pro-life, and they tried to pass two bills, one in Louisiana and one in Ohio, called a heartbeat bill. Don't have a heartbeat bill. Have a born at conception. That's your birth date. Your birth date is at conception. It's not when your heart starts beating, okay? Whatever you put in a so-called pro-life law, it allows the other side to use that law to extend it. For example, if you want to do a late-term abortion, you simply have to pull the baby so you can see its umbilicus. Then you can stick the scissors in the back of their head, suck their brains out, collapse the skull, and pull the baby out dead. Okay? So when you put a pro-life bill that puts any kind of rules, allows you to kill.
Yes. By the way, Dr. Deagle.
By the way, the $250 million of money spent by pro-life organizations and donors to put in bills to so-called limit abortion. The limit is a life starts at conception, period. So that any abortion is an abomination to the Most High God. And the idea that so-called pro-lifers will put in some restrictive bills just allows the other side to find excuses. What about in the case of health of the mother? Now these idiots like in New York City or this one van in Virginia trying to say, oh, does it mean you can do this or that? They want infanticide up to probably 3 years of age. So don't believe that any restrictions the pro-lifers put in is of any value whatsoever. The only law that will work is not just getting Roe versus Wade. It's putting in a law that says life begins at conception, period. Otherwise, transhumans are only a matter of years off, and actually they're now doing CRISPR technology to get rid of diseases like thalassemia, etc. People don't know that in a couple of years' time, transhumans, where have multiple parents, including genetically engineered superhumans, is literally within months and years, not decades away. And the only thing that'll stop it is that you're a human at conception, above normal birth, and not genetically engineered in a lab. And if you don't stop that, the human race is doomed.
Yes. I was just going to add two things about abortion, and then, if I can, digress back to the intermediate-range missiles.
Yeah.
In Asian culture, you are considered to be 1 year old when you're born, because they think of the 9-month gestation period as being the first year of a child's life.
Right.
Secondly, I found this out years ago when I was running for the U.S. Senate, when one of my worthy opponents brought out the fact that abortions really began during or before World War II, when the Germans had the concentration camps for the Jewish people, and they wanted a more efficient labor force. So they had forced abortions on all of the Jewish women in the camps so that their babies were aborted. And as a result, they would have a more efficient workforce because they wouldn't have to take time off to nurse the child or have a daycare center. That wouldn't be necessary from their diabolical. Now, regarding Kaliningrad, I'm not quite as concerned as you might be because of the prevailing westerlies. So anything that Putin decides to launch from Kaliningrad or Western Russia, the fallout would come back towards them because of the prevailing westerly winds. And
That's true, but David, the thing is, Russians lack common sense. There's too many vodka-drinking, death-pounding maniacs. And that's why when they have these old-style graphite reactors like Chernobyl, they didn't replace them. They still have old-style reactors that could blow any time. That's why a few years ago when they had a radiation surge in Eastern Europe, they thought it was one of those reactors, but not radiation circling the planet from Fukushima Daiichi. So these Russians are still idiots and still not realizing that when they ordered them to restart a reactor that was poisoned with the reactor core, it was going to blow up. And these morons, I know enough about nuclear reactors that to tell you that the general ordered them to restart the reactor when the reactor core specialist on site at Chernobyl said, if we do it, it'll blow up, sir. And they said, do it anyway, or you're going to be fired or worse, dead.
Yep.
Okay.
They still have a lot of plutonium reactors. That's so true.
Right. It's called plutonium breeder reactors, so they create high-grade plutonium for nuclear warheads.
Exactly. Now, regarding the intermediate-range ballistic missiles, I'm very concerned about them being deployed in the Western Hemisphere.
I think they're already deployed. My gut feeling and my supernatural sense is that with all the dialogue back and forth from Putin, they're already there. That the Antonov jets already have them and they're already set up, and that the checkmate that Putin wants, he's already probably made some messages, which is why I'm very concerned that Trump will not build up complete missile defense and sign the what's called the Covenant with Death agreement that his son will try to do to secure the state of Israel from destruction by Hezbollah. And now Syria, meeting with the Iranians, makes it even more dangerous that the Covenant with Death is going to happen, and eventually the city of Damascus will be annihilated with a nuke.
Yes.
It's like in a giant bowl. So I guarantee you, what I see coming is Hezbollah and Syria and Iran and Russia are all in the cabal of the nations of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which I disclosed on Clay and Iron in my book, which I released to the Prophecy Club in 1999. What I see coming together is such a great danger of nuclear war, they'll sign this covenant with death, which will guarantee much of the human race will die of thermonuclear, chemical, biological warfare, and geotectonic climate warfare, which is already, by the way, space-based weapons we and the Russians and Chinese have and two other nations. People don't understand this. We're very close. And this latest thing you just mentioned with Bashar al-Assad, who, by the way, he didn't do the chemical attacks, but when he's meeting with Iran, this is very devilish, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, if I may digress once more to Central America and Northern South America and the Caribbean, if the missiles are not there already, they can be brought in so rapidly because of the very long airfields on La Orchia Island and at Punta Huete Airport in Nicaragua. These airfields are they're more than 2 miles in length.
Let me tell you something. When you raise issues like that, literally God gives me, as you're speaking, visions. And I had a vision just now that there's one underground facility at the east end of that runway where one of the Russian intermediate-range missile silo is set up, is already underground there, ready to bring up above from underground. It's already there at the east end of that runway. It's already there.
I don't doubt it whatsoever.
What I'm trying to tell you is it already exists. There's at least one missile silo with enough nukes to take out the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., New York City, and other major ports like our naval port. And most people don't realize we decided to make a deal with the Russians. We keep all our naval nuclear submarines, etc., all in port in Norfolk, Virginia, at the same time. So most of the time, they're not out at sea. So if the Russians want to take out our nuclear navy, So he came with one nuke, believe it or not.
Yes, it's appalling.
It's appallingly stupid. It's like, oh my God, it's like he's going into a prize fight and putting your nose out there so somebody can punch you in the nose and you'll have a bloody nose so you can't finish the fight. It's that stupid. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And I just hope that you and I will have an opportunity to visit with President Trump very soon.
You sent a letter yesterday, which I'll post up, and I agree to your brilliance. But again, we're not brilliant for our own standard, because if you had actually mentioned the things that you said publicly, you would have probably been killed decades ago. And when I say, well, the only reason why they don't kill me, you know why they don't kill Deagle? Because if they kill Deagle, people might believe that, think I'm a liar or a psychotic maniac that thinks I'm doing this. No, I'm not doing this for my sake. I'm doing it for the sake of fellow human beings, men, women, and children of all skin colors and nationalities that are going to face annihilation both physically and spiritually in the near future unless we tell the truth. Unless we tell the truth and our world leaders repent of doing evil, and we pray for those, including Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason and is not, N-O-T in capital 6-foot-high letters, is not a Christian yet. They even focus on the family and say, he's a baby Christian. No. To be a Christian requires three things. Number one, you recognize you're a sinner. Number two, you read the Bible and check and pray on things to find out what God's opinion is. And number three, you have a testimony, which means you're going to fight against that sin and other sins in public and give God the credit. And if you don't have those three signs, you're not a Christian. He's not. His Bible collects dust in his room with Apollo all over it in his 66-floor apartment. Okay? That's what he is.
Yes. If I may just make one brief comment. Back in the 1980s, the early 1980s, just before 1983, when I became aware of the long airstrips in Nicaragua and on Grenada Island.
Right, same thing, kind of research, right?
Exactly, same scenario.
Right.
I wrote one article about this, but you may not be aware of it, but when I was actually on the freeway system here in Southern California, behind me was a vehicle, and the driver of that vehicle, and keep in mind, I was in the fast lane, the number one lane at the time, and the guy behind me pulled out, as hard as it is to believe, a Soviet-type missile launcher. Similar to a bazooka,
right.
The reason he had the car door open was between the car door and the body. It sort of made something for him to rest, served as sort of a fulcrum for him to rest the weapon on.
Right.
And here he's speeding along, and I'm right ahead of him. And finally, I was able to take evasive action, and I was able to get off the freeway, and he was right behind me. He didn't stop for the red lights. He got off the freeway and then on the freeway, the exits, and I don't know what happened to him after that, but it's a miracle, basically, Dr. Deagle, that I was alive after that situation.
Exactly, and you said before that if you had come out publicly, probably intel agents inside our government or foreign agents would have killed you decades ago back in the 60s.
Oh, definitely.
Now, people say, well, why don't they kill you now? I mean, Pindar has tried to kill me as early as a month ago when I left Genesis. But I got to tell you, people, I have technology and prayer and a lot of people praying for me, and I'm recovering very nicely and doing 100% better. But I'm going to tell you, you have to understand, we're literally in the middle of the fire. We're the titanium tip of the spear. We're the head of the missile against evil. And we're dealing with some really nasty people and beings that transcend the human nature and are indwelling our so-called world leaders. And that includes, by the way, people like Donald Trump. If you're a high-level Mason, you were taking the ineffable name of God as Yabalon, the creator god, Baal, the god of the underworld that owns all property, and Osiris, the god of the underworld that resurrects. That's his birthday, is Christmas. People don't understand this. They don't realize they're caught in the grip of evil and they want to worship it as good. You know, I want to pray for Trump when he does the right thing, when he gets better regulations and he doesn't sign the Paris Climate Accord. But the man is not a Christian. I'm praying for him. I'm praying that he turns from his evil ways and lets globalists around him regulate and control everything, including so-called agreements. And they think they're going to frighten Kim into agreements. They have a thing called FACE. if you don't keep face, they'd rather die. And Kim, basically, yes. If Trump offers them a deal that he can't refuse, and both Xi and Russia don't agree to it, Kim is dead as a doornail, or he'll be cooed by Stalinist leaders that are supported by Russia and China. That's where we're going. That's why I'm worried about this second agreement. It could become a disaster for Kim and for us and the Western world.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. So, John, let's get into Venezuela and what's going on in South Korea. I honestly think that South Korea wants to have something work out, but unless a real tough agreement, and I'm going to give a kind of a short list, and I want you to respond to it. What Trump needs to do is, number one, seize the bank accounts of Putin and all his oligarchs, do a strike force that moves in immediately to Lower Chile and grabs us as the runway and blows it up and gets rid of any armaments that are there, as well as Nicaragua. And then also sets for trial Maduro and his other criminals, and if they don't surrender, execute them, okay? Number two, he needs to make sure that the Cuban regime is taken over. We need to have an expeditionary force to move in and take over Cuba. I know they have this agreement, the Ameritad Title III agreement. Why did we tolerate Cuba being a communist country 90 miles from Florida? It's insanity. We did it because we want to have almost like laying with a hand grenade under your pillow for decades. And it was done on purpose so they could have a future modus to be actually use force to take over Central and South America for the corporations. Not for the good of the people of Cuba. There's 23 million people there. But they're going to actually chattelize all of the assets of Cuba to pay off these outstanding debt to transnational corporations. So what I see Trump doing and the people around him like Pompeo is going to get rid of communism, but it's going to replace it with transnational corporatism, which in many ways is even worse. It's literally the system called the Mark of the Beast. So what Trump is doing is he's taking away something that's bad. It's like saying, well, I'm going to take away your skin infection in your foot, but now I'm going to amputate below the knee. All right?
Yes.
So people are deceived by this with Trump, and I'm very concerned that Trump is being steered by people who are evil as hell and don't have the best interests of the Cuban people or the Venezuelan people in hand, and want to hand it over to corporatists that will take over like Texaco, wants reparations for the number of months and years they've lost control of their property in Cuba, right?
Yes. I agree that something needs to be done, but I don't want to turn it over to the multinational corporations.
That's what they're planning. In fact, if you look at that chart from that link I put up yesterday with Deborah Varis, they even have a timeline down to hundredths of a second. Trump is going to do it, and he's going to pull the trigger the same way as when he reached. And I don't know what he's doing with Russia, but these idiots like Adam Schiff, he should change his last name two letters from F to T. He's so full of Schiff, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then we have China trying to pretend that they want to play fair, now play nice. They don't want to play nice. They want to take over the corporate world. They also want to take over AI, so eventually they'll have AI control of the world, and they're collaborating with our AI companies, including various companies that are actually monitoring their own people. So last week they started implementing it, so if you have a low social score from our tech companies, you can't even get on a train or plane. Why the hell do we let our tech companies collaborate with a totalitarian regime to grab people? Not only that, they grab a woman if she has a third pregnancy, and they'll force abort her and bleed her to death. And we tolerate this and call them most favored nation status through the World Trade Organization. How crazy is that?
Well, they also have 1 million Uyghurs in captivity in concentration camps in Western China. But you don't hear that mentioned in the news.
1 million what? Uyghurs, you mean. Uyghurs, right?
Yes.
Well, the thing is that the Western Chinese Uyghurs are extremely vicious Muslims, and they're some of the baddest of the bad. So you got people obviously want to look to see if there's a good guy and a bad guy. Let's put it this way. Castro and now his brother, Castro, and Maduro and the previous guy that died in Venezuela, these are bad guys.
but the people are moving in with the corporations are even badder guys, only they're sneakier. They taste good and look good, and they're going to bring America to these countries. No, they're going to bring corporatism. Yes, maybe they'll have a better meal. Yes, maybe they'll have a job, but they're all going to be owned just like everybody in America is owned and chattelized against seed corporation against your birth certificate. People don't understand that the Corporation of America is the seat of the ancient resurrection of the Empire of Atlantis, which is the book written in code by Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, except the first intel agency on the planet. People don't understand what's going on is we're literally seeing the final formation of the Mark of the Beast system right under our nose in so-called America.
Yeah. It's a very complicated, complex situation. And
I understand it completely. I understand it completely. And the problem is that it's so devilishly clever, the average mind doesn't want to conceive it. Although it's happening right under your nose, even under Donald Trump. Is anything better happening? No. In fact, the rate of things is actually, if anything, speeded up even over what Clinton could do.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Well, definitely something's going to need to be done regarding Venezuela.
Venezuela, they need to remove that leader. The problem is Guaido's also a socialist, but he's a socialist willing to work with the corporatists. And what people don't understand is that Brazil, for example, now with the new president they have there, is working lockstep with the globalists. Every other country that tried to pull off something, for example, Brazil 20 years ago, took and so-called mothballed their nuclear program because they were put to it. Basically, if they didn't stop it, they're going to get in big trouble. And they were far more advanced. Most people don't realize that there's an aerospace industry in Brazil. They make their own jets. Did you know that?
Oh, very large. That Sikorsky relocated to Brazil decades ago, probably 50 years ago. And they make jet aircraft, you name it. And, of course, you have Itaipu Dam, which is probably still the largest hydroelectric facility in the world, and it can produce very high-quality steel. And that high-quality steel, basically stainless steel, it becomes very competitive for many engineering purposes.
Military-grade steel, we call it.
Yes.
Right. So where I see things going is we don't want to be deceived. I want Trump to actually become I call him Trump Pinocchio, a real live Christian boy. I want him to become a Christian. I want him to not put on the face of a mask of someone who says, I believe in God and this and that. I want him to follow God. I don't want him to be like, for example, one of the highest level masons in history, which is the son of King David, which is his son. Remember what his son did? He brought 600 plus concubines and brought Druidism and high-level masonry into the temple, and which is why God split the kingdom during the time of his son, okay?
Yes.
Okay,
the Solomon,
David's son,
yes.
Solomon. And yes. Remember now, the river, even the Amazon River in South America, there was such great trade between Solomon and his empire that they called the river the Solomonic River. Did you know that?
Yes. It's unbelievable, but it's so true.
Right.
They were able to navigate those distances back in those times.
Right. A lot of the trade for spices and gold and other things was literally managed. And look at how God led the nation of Israel to be crushed because it became apostate. And they were his apple of his eye. And so is America.
Yes.
America is the apple of God's eye, but it's literally heading toward, when you look at people like AOC, we call her occasional cortex, and Bernie Sander Claus, an apostate Jew, and we look at this, you know, we call it, you know,
Pocahontas.
We call it Pocahontas. I mean, these people are Luciferic Satanists. It's unbelievable. And they think it's, again, I call it, they have opium. They're going to run out of opium, other people's money. And they have about 2.5 weeks of money. If they seized everybody, billionaire and trillionaire in the world's money, it would pay for all their schemes for about 2.5 weeks, and then they'd run out. It's disgusting. It's impossible. And, of course, if you get rid of those who can invent new things and have enough money to create new business, you don't have a future, because without a brilliant middle class invading new jobs and new means of commerce, etc., you don't have an economy. That's what happened to Russia and China. That's why it killed 250 million people in the 20th century caused by so-called social communism. It doesn't work. It doesn't. You know, everybody is created equal in God's eyes in terms of their value, but nobody is created equal. Nobody. Some is always smarter, faster, stronger than the other person, has different skill sets and talents, whether you're a comedian or an engineer. No one is created equal, period, ever.
That's so true.
And people don't want to recognize that. The communists want to say, well, if God gave you these gifts, listen, these gifts are given to us, you and me, to save people from stupidity. Believe me, they're not stupid by choice. They're stupid by the training they've had to push back against someone that makes them think and ask better questions. And if you ask better questions, you realize your worldview is a lie and it's deadly and suicidally, luciferically evil. Whether it's a healthcare issue, if you're going to go through radiation therapy and full-dose chemo, or you're going to choose to support Bernie Sanders' cause in socialized medicine, that 5 years from now, they'll give you a lethal injection when you have breast cancer and they don't want to pay for you. Or you're a certain age and you're not going to get a bypass because too damn expensive, or they just decide, well, we're not going to give you a cardiac assist pump, we're just going to kill you, or you're not even on the transplant list. Okay?
Right.
People say, well, that won't happen. I said, you're an idiot, okay? I've been through all this crap in both Canada and the United States and talked to doctors in Europe and Britain. This is not open to opinion anymore. If I say something, take it to the bank. It's like reading the lines of the words in the Bible. It's over. There's not room for discussion on it. It's just ugly, nasty crap that I had to go through to tell people the truth about what's going on. And socialized medicine kills. There's no nice word for it. It
yes.
kills people.
And that's what they're trying to do now in America.
And by the way, in 1998, when I traveled around with the Prophecy Club, I took over the conference in 1999, I had a gentleman from Lockheed Martin come, and he called me up, and he said, Deagle, I want to meet you. He was at the conference at the church in downtown Denver, where I took over the International Conference for the Prophecy Club. We had thousands and thousands of people. He says, I want to give you the information for the Mark of the Beast. So he actually had a 700-plus document that he gave me years ago. And he said, you know, you can't have the Mark of the Beast system until you have nationalized health care. I said, really, why? And he explained in great detail. Until you have a totalitarian health care control system with databases and your genetics and everything in this database, you cannot have the Mark of the Beast. So I guarantee you, if you have socialism and you get rid of everybody's insurance and have a totalitarian control of the state so they can force vaccinate you, force give you methadone or something to actually get you off addictions or kill you when you're in the ICU, until you have a system like that that can genetically engineer everything, you can't have a Mark of the Beast system. So when Trump says he's not going to be a socialist, I agree with him. Socialism kills. But you need to understand what you do is piecemeal fix the system. I know how to fix it. Get rid of state licensure. Get rid of malpractice and have mediation. Monitor doctors if they don't know what they're doing. Train them. If they're restrict them in terms of what they can do, if they've done orthopedic surgery for 40 years but they haven't done a shoulder in 5, don't let them operate on shoulders. You know, make the drug companies not have these giant insurance things so they have to spend $500 million to launch a drug and then they overcharge people like the drug Entresto saves people from dying of heart failure. It's ridiculous. Your copay in these is, even if you have really good insurance, is like $125 a month. But if you don't have insurance, it's $540 a month. Those people who can't afford it, they die. They die. Yep. They just die. So people need to understand what's going on right now is disgusting.
Yes. The physicians are so embedded with paperwork nowadays that they can't practice medicine.
They're practicing paper. And by the way, they're not only not paid if they don't do certain things a certain way, they're actually sanctioned by the state licensing authority if they don't prescribe a certain group of drugs, even monitor to make sure they're prescribing. Like I was told in 2003, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitor for an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. I said, whose license is it? Is it your drug company's, the state licensing, or, you know, whoever? Otherwise, it should be inserted rectally. How's that?